It is important to think through the problem and consider the UTI diagnosis. Is it complicated, extended beyond the bladder, or uncomplicated, cystitis only UTI? Does the patient have a fever, evidence of systemic illness, flank pain, costovertebral tenderness? Is there suspension for or history of kidney stones or an anatomic abnormality of the urinary tract? A clinical practice that routinely sees patients with C. difficile infections should be prepared to manage various common infections directly or in collaborations with an infectious disease provider sensitive to the high risk of antibiotic provocations in these patients. Patients with recurrent UTIs may not be good candidates for FMT until their UTIs are brought under control. Such patients may benefit from non-antibiotic measures such as intravenous estrogen and oral methenamine with vitamin C to acidify their urine. However, it is also possible that recurrent C. difficile infections associated with frequent soiling of the pelvic floor may contribute to recurrent UTIs, and clinical trials are needed to determine whether this subgroup of patients may benefit from FMT treatment.